Angel, how does that song tie in with Hannah, do you believe?
Well, I think absolutely. I mean, that's what it was. She was pouring everything out. You know, it's like when we have that alabaster box that's full of all of our human wants and our human dreams and goals and desires, and we're pouring it out. We're willing to empty everything we want for ourselves so that God can be that for us in our life.
And
it's just a total pouring out of us and putting it at God's feet. And, you know, in each of us, that cost is different.
Right.
You know, and nobody gets to know what that is. It's between us and God.
It's totally between us and God. Right. The dedication, the sacrifice, whatever it might be, the surrender moments. Betty, your comment? A couple minutes here.
Well, I think it's probably a very tender moment for Hannah.
Yes.
To be able to have that outpouring of her spirit, just like the song says, you know, the words tell us, you know, that I don't think it really told how Hannah felt, and I can relate in some ways to not being able to bear children, and to have the pain, the suffering, and the grief that she went through along with the torment that she had received from Miss P, but she continued to follow God, and she continued to let let herself go at the altar.
Yes,
and that's what we have to do when we face obstacles and mountains that seem surmountable. That God is a mountain mover.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Hannah did when she was saying, oh Lord, in the version that I have is the Lord of angel armies.
Yeah.
I'm pouring out my heart to you.
Yes.
I need you. I want you. And it's just the heart of a servant. It's just the heart and the praise and the thanking him, God, okay, I'm here. Forgive me. For us, forgive me, God, for I sometimes don't know what I do, but I don't mean to hurt you. I want to serve you. I want to give back to you what you have given to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so heartfelt. That song just touches me deeply because, and when you said relating it to Hannah, oh, yes, and that's what she did. She poured out.
Yes, she did.
No cost of anyone hearing her. She just let it all out. I mean, she poured it out. And I'm sure there were tears and there were moments of just sheer relentless letting go. Sometimes it's hard to let go of things that you've held on to for so long and that you've received such wrath and such abuse that it's almost like a rush of water that comes over you, a rush of the Holy Spirit that says, okay, the peace that comes from that relinquishing probably hit her. And that's what we need to do today. That's what we need to do today is let it all go.
Yeah, we do. Because when we try to fix these things in our lives, it usually does not work. We really can't fix them. I love verse 18. Hannah said, after Eli, the priest, ministered to her and said, go in peace and may the God of Israel grant your petition. And Hannah says, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. Grace is that undeserved favor that we get when we know that we can't fix something in our own strength. We're beyond that, and we just have to totally rely on God's grace. So she went her way, and now in verse 18 of chapter 1, now her countenance is no longer sad. Angel, comment on that before we do the station ID.
Well, you know, she poured it all out, and when we have that kind of encounter with God, we are not the same afterwards.
We are not, are we?
Not the same.
And, you know, I think that's the message for today, different than what I thought it was going to be. But that look at Hannah's example. Her heart was broken because she could not have a child. Her heart was broken because she was harassed and provoked to anger by her rival, the other wife. She was begging God, and finally she gets to a point where she realizes she can't fix it. She can't do anything about it. She must trust God in this situation. And as she begins to pour out her heart, as we just played that song, suddenly she changes. She's no longer full of anxiety. She's no longer mad or upset. In verse 18, you know, here she is. She went her way, and her countenance was no longer sad. And the family rose up and began to worship. And then they went back home, and she became pregnant fairly soon. We don't know how soon. But she became pregnant, and she had a son, just as she had asked God, and named him Samuel, which means heard of God. In other words, God heard her prayer. We're going to talk a lot more about this in the second hour, get into some real deep things, and we're glad you joined us today on Living the Good Life. And we got to do this station ID, and then we're coming right back for hour number
Clearwater.
Two.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
All right. I accidentally cut off the 3 a.m. stations. Let me tell you what they are. 1340, 1350, and 1400 a.m. And then the two FM station, 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. Five stations that come right out of here. TantalkNetwork.com. And so you can always catch the show on YouTube. I'm recording it right now live. You'll see Angel in the studio. I'm in the control room, so you can't see me, but I'm here right through the glass. And Betty's on the air, and Nan had to leave for another engagement. But we love doing this show week after week, do we not, Betty? You want to talk about it? And also, Betty, while I've got you, talk about the prayer ministry, please, real quick. Will you do that?
Oh, I would love to. One of the things that we can do for each other is pray. We have a tremendous prayer ministry through Beacon of Hope. If you have a prayer request, write it down. Send it to us at prayers@bohmglobal.com. We will send out a prayer request with your request, and we will send it out to the many prayer warriors who are on our prayer ministry. If you would like to be a part of this mighty move of God through prayer, if say, please add me as a prayer warrior to your prayer list. Again, send it to prayers@bohmglobal.com. If you would like to say, hey, I'm a prayer warrior, I get down in the trenches, and I would love to be able to help you with your prayer ministry, to be a writer of prayers, please send it again to prayers@bohmglobal.com, and we will be glad to have you help us with this ministry. This is a healing hands ministry.
Amen.
That believes that prayers do work. We've got praise reports that come in constantly in the last week or so. We just give God all the glory.
Amen.
And if you would like, and the radio show, you know, this is one of my bucket list of things that God has gotten to honor me with, is to be able to be on the radio, to be able to talk about the wonders of God and what He can do in our lives. And I just thank God for the prayer ministry and for the radio ministry, because God's word can do miracles in our life.
Amen.
And it's a blessing to be able to be a part of it.
Amen. We love you, Betty Thomas. She's part of our board of directors for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Yes, we have members of Beacon of Hope Ministries scattered in different parts of the United States. Used to have some around the world. I think we occasionally hear from some in other countries. But we welcome you to reach out to us. My email is easy, pastor@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. And as Betty just gave you the email address for prayers, the prayer ministry, it's prayers@bohmglobal.com. Dr. Angel, you joined forces with Beacon of Hope many, many years ago now. But last year we did something pretty crazy, didn't we, in this ministry? in about March, did we not?
Yes, we did.
What did we do?
Well, we joined forces and have my counseling center now within the church. We got a new building for the church, and
yes,
we are growing, and it's amazing. And I am in full-time counseling, and it's awesome.
Yes, you are. How does that feel on a daily basis?
Oh, it is the most amazing feeling to know that I am exactly where God has for me to be every day.
And we just invite any of our listeners that are in the Tampa Bay area, anywhere. We are located in Clearwater, right off of Hercules, between Drew and Sunset Point on Weaver Park Drive, 2058 Weaver Park Drive. The sign over the door says both things, Beacon of Hope Ministries and DrAngelsDevelopment.com. You can call her at 727-501-6557 if you'd like to set up a counseling appointment. Dr. Angel, you are a doctor, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. Your credentials are many, many, and several degrees, and you're in the process of writing a lot of new material that will be out for therapists to use, and mm-hmm. God is doing a lot of things, and you and I have a show on Thursday night. You want to talk about that?
We sure do, and we are in our sixth year of Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. It's a life coaching show, helping our listeners learn how to live life, not just exist in life. We're right here on this station on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m.
Exactly. It's life coaching and counseling, and we're starting a new series this week. We're not exactly sure all about it, except we know that the title is Breaking Bad.
Yes, we do. We have a title, which is usually, it's so unusual. Usually we have a concept and then a title. So
it's kind of all developing, isn't it, as mm-hmm. we speak. Breaking Bad, 6:06 p.m. this Thursday night. It's a call-in show. You can call in. Betty, you listen almost every single week. Why do you listen to that show? It's an hour long. Why do you listen?
Why do I listen?
Yeah, why do you listen?
I like to hear what you guys talk about. you both have fantastic radio voices, but most of all, it's the content of the discussion that can help
right.
Maybe set some things straight. I think probably the greatest thing I've learned from your show from the very beginning is boundaries.
Yeah.
And
a lot of people say that. My son always says that, too.
Learning to cope with difficult things in your life, difficult people. I mean, you guys have covered a lot of topics, and it's just enlightening to be able to hear it put in a way that people like myself can understand.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, things to help us to maybe give us some hints or some nudges towards existing in this world with just common knowledge and common sense.
Yeah.
And I appreciate both of you.
Thank you. We love doing the show.
Yes,
go to our website, GoYard 2014. That's the year we began 6 years ago. GoYard 2014 at org. I'll get it right in a minute. Our email address is goyard2014@gmail.com. I'm going to get it all right. Now we're back to the website address, goyard2014.org. It's an O-R-G, so check it out. I am also going to play a song that is, I know, one of Angel's favorites, maybe one of Betty's, too. It just fits here so well. Reckless Love, Corey Asbury. You like that idea?
Love it.
Love it.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. And you have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn, and I don't deserve it, still you away. Oh, the
and I was your foe. Still your love fought for me, and you have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. Been so, so kind to me. And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. And I couldn't earn it, and I don't deserve it. Still you give yourself. Shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down.
That song.
Overwhelming.
Never ending. Reckless love of God. Woo! God loves us so very much. We are going to chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. We find out that Hannah did get pregnant. She did have a son. She kept him at home for about 2 to 3 years till he was weaned. And then she and her husband took the child up to Eli the priest at the end of chapter 1 of 1 Samuel. And she says in verse 26 to Eli of chapter 1, "Oh my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I am the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord." That's a praise report, Betty. "For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted my petition made to him. Therefore," now she's keeping her side of the bargain. "Therefore I have given him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." And they worship the Lord there. I love that Hannah and Elkanah kept their promise, kept Hannah's promise, and took little Samuel up to the priest and said, "Here he is. I told you I would give him to the Lord. Here he is." Angel, you want to comment on that before we go into chapter 2 and get with Betty here? Go ahead.
I mean, I think this just really goes to the heart of who Hannah was.
Yes.
You know, when, you know, so often for us, words can be really cheap. And it's so often for us when we're feeling desperate, you know, to make all these bargains with God. Oh, if you give
me
this,
I'll do that.
Blah, blah, blah. This wasn't a bargain with God.
No.
This was, I am totally surrendering this. And I'm surrendering. I mean, her actions followed the heart. So it was just such an amazing heart that she had for God and her willingness to be completely surrendered before him.
Well, look at verse 28 of chapter 1. It does not say, "Therefore, Hannah was so sad because she had to give up her son," after she had second thoughts here and she begged God to let her keep him at home. No. Verse 28 says in chapter 1 of 1 Samuel, "Therefore," she says, "I have given him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." And they worship the Lord there. They did not sit down and cry in their soup, Betty. they worshiped the Lord, Elkanah and Hannah, because God had given them the son that Hannah had begged God for. And so they fulfilled their part of the deal. And this is, as you talked about it a minute ago, Angel, so many times we say, God, if you'll do this for me, I'll do that for you.
Yeah,
right?
It's bargaining. People, it's, you know, it's one of the stages of grief that we can go through when
That's
we're
right.
feeling grief and loss.
Yeah. But you see Hannah's heart in verse 1 of chapter 2, even greater. Hannah prayed and said, oh, my heart is hurting so bad because I have to give this little boy up. I don't really want to do it after all. God, please don't make me do it. Is that what it said?
Not at all.
Betty, verse 1, 1 Samuel chapter 2. What's it say in your Bible? Are you there, Betty?
Sorry, I lost it. I've got my trying to use my phone and talk.
Okay.
One of the things she did, no, I think she rejoiced, didn't she? My heart rejoices in the Lord.
Yes, my heart rejoices. She's happy.
She's happy, and she's rejoicing because she knows that the Lord honored his promise, you know, that they that trust was not violated, that trust came to fruition. It became a praise instead of she was happy.
She was, yeah, there's no sadness here.
There's no sadness there because she said that in I'm looking at the NLT, which is the new language translation, is that my heart rejoices in the Lord. The Lord has made me strong. Now I have an answer for my enemies, and we know who that is. I rejoice because you rescued me, and that is one tremendous praise report because she knew that God had overcome and had did the very beginning of 1 Samuel 1 is that about their enemies, and she overcame, and that's what we all want to be, our overcomers, and we are all overcomers through Jesus Christ. Now, here, no one is holy like the Lord. There is no one beside you. There is no rock like our God. And
so true.
Just giving her heartfelt praise for being able to be the mom for a little while that she wanted to be, and she honored her promise to give her son over to the Lord. And what greater joy does a mom or even a dad have is that their son or daughter serve the Lord. And that's why she was rejoicing, because she knew in her heart what Samuel was going to be. He was going to be a true man of God.
And oh, yeah.
What mother or father would not be rejoicing?
Exactly.
In that
exactly. We're going over to Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6. On New Year's Day a few days ago, as I was sitting in my office and just spending a lot of time talking to God and getting ready for this new year, these two verses came alive to me. Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6. David said these things. He wrote these two verses. But I have trusted, and I'm in the Amplified, so listen to how it breaks it down. But I have trusted, leaned on, and been confident in your mercy and loving kindness. That's my declaration today, folks. I have trusted, leaned on, been confident in your mercy and loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice. I say to my heart, you're going to rejoice. There are times we don't feel like rejoicing, Angel. My heart shall rejoice and be in high spirits in your salvation. Verse 6. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. And as I start this new year, I've got it written here in my Bible, 1-1 and 20. It was New Year's Day a few days ago. This is my declaration personally. I believe it's also Hannah's. I have trusted, leaned on, and been confident in your mercy and your loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice. I'm saying to my heart, you're going to rejoice no matter what's going on. My heart shall rejoice and be in high spirits in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Talk about that, Angel. Woo!
Well, well, those are some awesome verses. And it's, you know, and that's it. I think we lose our focus when, you know, and it's easy for us, our heart, to not
rejoice.
We don't feel rejoiceful because we lose our focus. We start focusing on all this temporary stuff that we deal with here on earth, and we fail to see and keep our eyes on God and what He is doing, what He has done, what where He's taking us, who He is. I mean, just grasping the magnitude that His unfailing love, unfailing, perfect, absolute, complete love.
Yes.
We know that. Like,
yes.
That's an amazing thing, but yet we spend, you know, time focusing on all these other things that distract us, and, you know, and we, what we feed, we grow, and what we starve, right, we die. And so that's why, you know, feeding in the promises of God and the words of God is so, it's imperative. Like, it's like eating food every day. It's feeding our spiritual.
Oh, absolutely.
Every day. We wouldn't go a week without eating food and think we're going to feel good. Well, we get downcast when we aren't feeding in His praises and His word and spending time with Him, because this is where our strength comes from.
This is where our strength is. And verse 6, I will sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with me. Some of you out there right now may be going through a very hard time. Let's go back to 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. And even though we are going through hard times from time to time in our lives, when we maintain these few lines here in Psalm 13, verses 5 and 6, and we say, God, You've been good to me. Oh, Lord, You've been so good to me. You know, Hannah prayed in chapter 2, verse 1, Betty. Hannah prayed and said, my heart exalts and triumphs in the Lord. My horn, my strength is lifted up in the Lord. My mouth is no longer silent, for it is opened wide over my enemies, because I rejoice in Your salvation. There is none holy like the Lord. There is none beside You. There is no rock like our God. I love this. Hannah is saying, God, You are amazing. And guys, when we come out of our doldrums or our depression or our anxiety or our weariness or disappointment, and we begin to focus on who God is for us, it changes our circumstances. Betty?
Well, I could not agree with you 1,000%. And it is hard. It is hard.
Thank you for listening to our all-new sound.
Sorry, that was my bad. I forgot to shut something off. Go ahead. Woo! But we are thanked for listening to sound. Right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Betty.
That's right. Glad we have that. One of the things that we have to do, and it comes with trust, it comes with relying on Jesus more than relying on our own ability to guide our own path. Just like with Hannah, you know, Hannah was thrown headlong into the arms of God and praising Him. And no matter what the circumstances of what we feel or see, is that we have to understand that God is for me, not against me. And
amen.
In that time, just like with Hannah, is that we have to throw ourselves at the feet of God. And we have to say, okay, you know, I'm at my wit's end. And this is for someone out there listening now or in the future, is that no matter what you're going through, no matter where you've been, no matter where you think you're going, is that God is with you. And that we have to celebrate once we're rescued. And He will rescue you. We just have to keep on keeping on. We've got to do the Cindy Logan thing of being faithed up. And we have to trust God. Again, this is where that word trust comes in, is that no matter what you're going through, if someone has wronged you, someone is just out there doing their own thing, that they're actually damaging themselves, is that you have to trust God, that God is going to see you through. And by praising God, you put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, and it will see you through. Been there, done that. Testimony. Been there, done that. And yes, we have distractions. We have things that get us off track. But once we focus and keep our eyes on Jesus, is there is no mountain that he can't move, that there is nothing that he cannot do for you. Once we get into that that realm of praise, thanking him, worshiping him, and say, you want me to worship him because of the conditions that I'm in?
Yes.
Because he's going to see you through.
Right.
He is going to pull you through. He is going to raise you up. He's going to set you on solid ground. And that's where that word, what we've talked about for the last hour and 24 minutes, trust.
Yeah.
Trust and relying
trust.
On God.
That's right. And, you know, it doesn't mean that all your problems are solved right this instant. It doesn't
That's right.
mean, like Hannah, she started praising God and came out of her, you know, her emotional state when she began to realize and give it to God and you know, and just say, okay, God, give me grace in the midst of this. Grace is that when we can't rise above our circumstances in our own strength, but God gives us the ability to draw on his strength. That's his grace. And it's amazing. And when and Hannah had it down perfect this many thousands of years ago, yet Hannah knew that praising God, exalting God, declaring who he is, his greatness, would get her over the hump, Angel. It would get her over into victory. She
yes.
knew it.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, she is no longer sad. Her countenance is no longer sad in verse 18 of chapter 1. When she got that realization and right. gave it to God.
And totally, really, and that's what really giving it to God looks like. I mean, Hannah is like the perfect example of that. Because I think so often, you know, we think we're giving our things to God and we'll go and we'll pray and we'll throw it out to God. And then we pick it up and take it back with us because
right.
we're still trying to fix it. We're
yeah.
still worrying about it. You know, giving it to God is literally laying it down and letting him do what he's going to do, if it's whatever it is, and trusting that it's going to be his perfect will, whatever
yes,
happens.
Yes, it's going to be okay.
And it's okay, yeah.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. And people, that's what we got to do. Some of you know this song. It's a great one to worship God with. Bless the Lord, no matter what's going on in your life right now.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song.
has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forever. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Those words of David from Psalm 103. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, praise God. And forget none of His benefits. That comes from Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5. And that's what we've got to do. Hannah understood that, Betty. Betty, do you have to get ready and go to church right away?
No, ma'am. I'm here for the duration.
All right. Okay. Talk to us about how Hannah understood this concept. Even though she had had years of being put down and teased and provoked and all of that from her rival, Penina, yet Hannah had a basic understanding of the importance of praising God in the midst of your trial. I love this about Hannah.
Well, I do too, because it shows that her strength, it shows that her... Even everything that she went through is that she kept her trust and faith in God, that she continued to follow Him, to hear His voice. You know, like I say, it, some of it, you know, in some of the versions, it's very vague, but you can still feel through your spirit what all she went through. You felt her pain, you felt her anguish, but then once that prayer was heard and once that prayer was answered, you could see the joy that filled her, that, like, again, when, you know, the garment of, you know, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that heaviness lifts when we start to praise and give God thanks and give Him the glory for all of the turmoil and the, excuse my expression, the hell that we go through, that Satan throws at us, that we stand, you know, we're in a deep dilemma. I just don't know how I'm going to get out of it. And I think sometimes that once we begin that, the power of praise, prayer, and worship, that it can change us and turn us around. But we just have to trust, have faith to know that God is not hiding. God knows everything we do. So we've got to learn more trust, more faith, more worship, more praise, and the more we do it, the more that we can stand on the solid rock, that we can stand above those circumstances and know that God is working. Maybe we can't see Him working, but He is, and He's working on our behalf.
And sometimes we can't. We can't see it very
well.
That's
right.
You know, sometimes it kind of drives us all crazy because we can't see it, right? I want to go to Romans 15:13. As the last scripture we're going to go to today on the show and talk about this, and then we'll get both of your comments here. Romans 15:13, and I like Paul says this, may the God of your hope, and I pray this over our audience today, receive it. It's Romans 15:13. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing and bubbling over with hope. I think when we begin to worship God and realize his greatness and that he is the God of hope, no matter what it is you're going through, we played a song this morning at church, All My Hope Is In You. In fact, we did it twice. It was so cool, by Crowder. Because when we realize that our hope must be in God, Hannah knew that her hope had to be in God. Because if it wasn't in God, what did she have to hang on to? Right? Nothing. She had gone years and couldn't have a baby. So what did she have to hang on to other than God? Romans 15:13, may the God of your hope so fill you. I'm declaring this over you, audience, right now. With all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing and bubbling over with hope. That is what Hannah had. She was bubbling over with hope, Angel. Talk to us about all this.
She sure was bubbling over in hope. And, you know, and I think that that's where we desire to be, where we want to be. I think so many of us are far from that because we aren't willing to be a Hannah. We're not willing to lay it down, surrender it, open it up and pour it out honestly and completely to God and surrender and then trust him to handle things in his perfect way. And, you know, we keep wanting to pick it up and then we keep wanting to try and solve it. And we're losing hope because it's beyond us. Yeah. Many of the things we go through, we really have no power and control over it.
No.
Hannah couldn't have made herself had a baby no matter what she did.
Especially after all those years that she tried and tried, right?
Absolutely. There was nothing she could have done to make it. But, you know, she got to that point where she held on to this for a while, and then she got to that point where she let it go. And,
yeah, she said, okay, I got to deal with this, right?
And that's where we need to get to that point where we're like, we've held on to this for too long. I am letting this go. I can't solve it. I don't have the power to fix it, whatever it is, and lay it down and then have that hope that God is going to do his perfect will.
Which takes us back to Psalm 37. Let's go back there to finish all this discussion up today. Psalm 37, verse 3, one more time where we were earlier. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord. That is our admonition to every one of us, us and all of you out there who listen to the show now, live or later. Trust, this is what David says. Here's what you got to do, folks. Psalm 37:3. It's as if the old King David is talking to us personally right now because he wrote these words. And he says this, trust, lean on, rely on, be confident in the Lord and do good. Don't say, okay, I'm going to trust in God, but I'm just going to go do all this other stuff that's going to get me in trouble or I'm not going to believe that God can change my circumstance. You know, no, you got to do good. You got to believe that God can. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness, and truly you shall be fed. Verse 4, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Betty, talk to me about that, because I believe that's what Hannah did. I believe she trusted. I believe she went about doing good. She did not, I don't think she snapped back at Penina. I think she carried that burden in her heart. But in verse 4, she was delighting herself in the Lord, and he gave her the desires and the secret petitions of her heart. We know she didn't even speak it out loud. Eli thought she was drunk because she was muttering. She was speaking her call. She was laying out her case before God. Betty?
Well, she was. I think she was a woman of valor, that she was the woman that trusted God beyond anything else, you know, of what she could feel or see. I could piggyback on your scripture from 91, Psalm 91, that says, if we'll hold on, now this is the Lord speaking through David, if you'll hold on to me for dear life, which Hannah did, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. This is in the Message. I'll give you the best of care.
I love that. I love it.
Only get to know and trust me.
Yes.
Call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. And that basically, I know that sounds, you know, it's very.
I love that in the Message Bible, Psalm 91.
I remember that just from reading it the other night, is that Hannah, God threw Hannah a party.
He did.
Because she was so happy. She was filled with God's joy. She was filled with peace. She was filled with comfort because all of the old had passed away.
Yeah.
It was in the sea, never to be remembered again, because God had brought her through, because she had that holding on for dear life, and she trusted him.
Right.
She trusted him wholeheartedly with her whole heart, and that's where we have to begin to change our way of thinking, our way of the way that things are in the circumstances that we're in.
Right.
Through all of the obstacles and all of the distractions, through all the busyness of our day that we're going through, is that we have still got to hold on to dear life and trust and believe in the promises of God, just
yes.
like Hannah did.
Yes.
And through prayer, praise, and worship, that God will see us through, and he will throw you a party.
He will throw you a party. Jeremiah 33:3 just came to me as you were reading that. It says, call unto me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you know not. And I was thinking, Betty, there's times for both of you, Angel and Betty, well, I will send you a quick text, and I go, hey, when you get a moment, call me. I need to talk to you. Both of you, I do that from time to time, right? Now, not once have I ever gotten a response from either of you that said, nah, I don't have time to talk to you. You may not have time that moment, but at some point during that day or evening, I'm going to hear from both of you. I know I will. If I ask to talk to you, you are going to respond to me, right?
Yes.
Never do you like dig your heels in. Forget you. I'm not talking to you today. I mean, you may think that.
Sometimes I think that.
Well, but. You do think that.
Well, I ignore you.
Yes, you do ignore me from time to time. And that's not very Christian-like, Betty. It's not very Christ-like for you to ignore me.
I know. But you know how we are. We know in the spirit that there's something needs to be prayed about,
right?
And we respond back,
and you, we do respond.
We have that trust.
We do, and we tease about when you ignore me like that. Sometimes, Angel, for hours, it hurts my feelings terrible when she treats me like this. But you know what? I basically am saying you don't treat me like that because neither one of you do. When you see that I say, "Hey, I need to talk to you," you respect. There's a reason I need to talk to you, right? God says in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you don't know anything about yet. So it's like Hannah called to God and said, okay, God, I'm done. I'm in the waiting room. I need a miracle here. I need you to move in my circumstances. I'm going to make a vow. If you give me this son that I want, I'll give him back to you. Angel?
I think that's just awesome. And here's the thing with God. He's there 24/7, 366
yes.
Days of the year this year. He's always available. You know, it's, you know, a lot of times we might reach out to a friend and you're right. They might be busy or they might not be available. And maybe at that moment we really need that. God's there.
Sure,
he's
sure.
always there. He's always available.
There.
And, you know, he wants us to call to him. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's why we trust him. So that he can show himself faithful to us. Like, that's how we grow in him.
So this whole topic of developing trust comes from relationship. And I wrote that on the board today as I was preaching, because that's the essence here. Hannah had a relationship with God. She did not just have a casual acquaintance. You know, she had a relationship. She knew God, and you can tell that in chapter 2 in particular of 1 Samuel, where she says, hey, I'm crazy about you, God. My heart exalts you. I just want to bless you. I just love you. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. David had that relationship with God. talk to us, Betty, about relationship before I sing the song. Not sing it, play it.
You're singing.
No, I'm not singing it. No,
well, Kev, I want to hear
I'm just going to play it. Go ahead, Betty.
Well, I think that once we experience God's intervention into our circumstances, is once you see Him work, is that's where that forever trust comes in. And He has, and I think what we do is that we turn to other alternatives to try to find the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that things that we turn to are toxic.
Sure.
And that we learn to, we think that drugs, alcohol can solve our problems and God can't. Is that people were delaying that process by going to other alternatives other than turning to God. Well, God deserted me on this. No, He didn't. He's right where you left Him. And once you stay in the Word, and I mean stay in the Word, I mean, nowadays, people, we've got to stay in the Word. We have got to learn to pray like Hannah did, is to pray face down, wholeheartedly opening, throwing ourselves at God's feet and saying, okay, I have this, you know, it could be a very small problem. Could be so much as I need a new battery for my car, or I need gas for my car. Could be as much as I'm losing a parent, or I'm losing a spouse, or I'm losing this, God. I feel like I just can't grasp a hold of anything. All you have to do is just touch the hem of His garment. And again, there's that word trust. Trust that God will see you through.
Amen.
And
amen.
Once we begin to focus off of the circumstances and focus our eyes on God.
Yes.
Things start to change. It may not happen overnight. It may not happen in a week. It may not happen in a month, but God is working on your behalf. And when we talked about this earlier, we may not be able to see it. We may not be able to feel it, but He is working on our behalf because He loves us unconditionally, and that love will see you through. That faith will see you through, and that's why I ask people now that if you have a request for prayer is to send it to us. You
mm-hmm.
don't have to,
yes.
to go into detail, but if you have a prayer, if you have a request that you just can't seem to break through,
send
us that request, prayers at bohmglobal.com. We have people who are willing, ready, and able to take that request, just like Hannah did, down at the feet of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Down at the foot of the cross, and He will see you through. Trust Him.
Amen. Avalon has this song that's been on my heart. But you know what it is, Betty? People need the Lord.
Yeah. People need the Lord.
You need Him, people. You can't live without Him.
Oh, every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. People need the Lord, people need
Dear ones, we need the Lord. We need Him so very much. Some of you out there right now may be feeling that very thing, that maybe some things we've been talking about have gotten to you a little bit as we've been talking today. And maybe you realize you got a need deep within you that only God can satisfy. I know Connie always used to say on the air with us that we've got that God-shaped hole in our heart, in our life. And it's only meant for God to fill that, Angel. It's not for things or other people or careers or anything to fill that void. There is a place in us that needs God. Hannah found that place. She was full of God.
Yes.
And she got her miracle.
She sure did.
Really got her miracle. We'll talk more about that next week. Mm-hmm. I mean, she really got her miracle. You want to talk about that?
Well, you know, we do have that God pole in our lives, you know, and He's given us all that measure of faith to believe in Him. And you're right, so often people try to fill it with anything and everything but God.
Right.
And even people who are Christians who have a place for God, they kind of give Him a little box in their heart and they're not giving Him.
Right.
Their heart.
They're not selling out.
They're not selling out. You know, this year's theme for me is all in.
All in. I like that.
All in. That's my theme for the year, meaning whatever I'm doing, I'm going all in. Like,
that's great.
Praise God. 100% into this. And that's with God too. This is an all in thing. And
praise God.
That's where we need to be with Him, because that's where He wants us to be. All in.
Amen. All in. I love that. Final word from you, Betty, will you? Just got a minute and a half or so.
Well, one of the things that I think we need to do is, you know, we were reading in Psalm 37, is that we have to be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him.
Yes.
And do not fret. And another version is quiet down before the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Be prayerful before Him.
Yes.
And, you know, just like Hannah did, she knew that prayer is what she had. I mean, prayer was her answer. To go before the Lord, prostrate on the floor before God with everything. I mean, she just opened up. She just let everything out. And that's what we have to do.
That's right.
We have to let go of the anger, the bitterness, the feeling defeated, depression, all of that. If we could just lay it at the foot of the cross and not take it back, is God can do so much
Amen.
For us.
Amen.
And He will. He will be more than happy, because He is our good, good Father. He is the one who takes care of us.
Yes.
Where else would you rather be than in the Lord God Almighty holding you and keeping you safe and praying before Him, asking Him, Heavenly Father, help me.
That's exactly right.
And He will. He Amen. Hears our prayers.
Amen. So is your word surrender, giving it all to him, and angels is all in? Is that what you guys are saying today? Angel, where are you?
Yes, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Giving it all.
Yep. Giving it right? all. All in.
Giving it all.
Betty, same way?
Giving it all. Let yeah. him have it. Let go. Let it go, as the saying is, let it go.
Right.
Give it to him. And
exactly.
Let, and leave it there. Leave it there. Don't
and
take
leave
it back.
It there. Leave right. it there.
Leave it there.
Betty Thomas, my wonderful, wonderful friend and co-worker in the ministry, we love you so much. Grand Rapids, Michigan up there, and we know you'll be down here soon in a few weeks, and we can't wait. Not sure what yep. day yet, but we're looking forward to it whenever it
we're
is.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
We're working on it.
Praise God.
Thank you for being on
we're
the show, on as always. Dr. Angel filled in with Pastor for Pastor Jim today, and then next week we'll see Pastor Jim here on the air with us. We always love these shows every single week. They're a blessing to all of us. And we just really encourage you to make your relationship with God your priority. Make it so important that you just want, you want time with him. You make time. You sit down, you start your day with him. People need the Lord. You need God. I need God. I can't do it without him. Every day they pass me by.
I can see
mm-hmm. Don't we all see people all around us that need God so much? Empty. Listen to these words. This has been Dr. Angel Fazzone, Betty Thomas, Nan Watson, and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, Beacon of Hope Ministries. God bless you all. We're going to be right here, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, next Sunday, 3 p.m., as always. God bless you. Reach out to us at the prayer line. Betty will respond, or Pastor Jim. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., is our service, 2058 Weaver Park Drive in Clearwater. Wednesday night, 6:30 Bible study. You are welcome. Prayer meetings before each service. So come and join us. God bless you. We'll be back with you next week. See you.
The Lord, people need the Lord at the end of broken dreams. He's the open door. People need the Lord. People
shit.